into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username LRN.FM. We've been talking about the Venezuelan situation. It has deteriorated further. There are now protests in the streets. There's been a crackdown on those protests. There have been people killed in these crackdowns. Over, I think, 28 people at least have perished. Over 360 have been injured. And toilet paper is a motivating factor here. That is, the lack of toilet paper is what is motivating people to get out into the streets. It's one of the things. Of course, the money situation in Venezuela is also a mess, which is a factor in why there's no toilet paper in the country, or a very, very small amount of it. So essentially, there's a shortage, and it's being created by economic policies about toilet paper and price controls, as well as this ridiculous government-mandated price point for their currency. I was sharing a story from MarketWatch.com a moment ago with Ali and Mark and you, the listener, and just about to get to the detail here. They've just been kind of talking about some of the frustrations, the economic difficulties, the inflation rate. In a year, their inflation rate has been 57.3%. Last month, it was a 2.4%. February was a 2.4% increase. In January, 3.3%. So it just keeps on going. And what do you do about that? Well, the idea might be that you could trade some of your bolivars for dollars, right? Maybe, or for some other currency around the world. Of course, Bitcoin obviously is a completely different solution, but the average person in Venezuela probably not aware of that. So, you know, one of the things they can do
in a couple of years, it might be a different story. And that's one of the wonderful things about Bitcoin.
Hopefully so. It would be very interesting to see if there are any Venezuelan Bitcoin related stories. I hadn't looked for that.
You'd probably get your head chopped off for using it.
But classically, you know, the idea would be, well, if your currency is inflating, get your money out of that currency and put it in somewhere else. But the problem is there's a mandated price from the government, and according to the story here at MarketWatch.com, the price is currently 6.3 bolivars for a dollar. Now, unfortunately, the actual price of a bolivar is, the actual price for a dollar, the amount of bolivars you get for a dollar, is 80 on the black market. Hmm. So bolivars are not worth, you know, as much as the government is saying
pay this
that they're worth.
So what if you were going on a trip to Venezuela and you wanted, you know how you can exchange dollars for the currency, like, I don't know, at the government office there, you can ask them to do the exchange. I wonder what they would charge if they would go with a Venezuelan.
Oh, yeah, they're going to go with a government rate.
Yeah, but you would want to get it on the black market where you could get 80 bolivars for the same dollar. So there's actually an interesting story here from Time.com.
Well, this is, by the way, nobody's going to give that to you. No Venezuelan's going to say, oh, yes, you get 80 bolivars for your dollar because, oh, don't worry about the government rate. This is what we really give on the black market to all Americans.
You're not going to get 80, but if you buy in the black market, you can
you're
get
You're not
going
to get in the black market. You're a damn tourist, Ian.
You are incorrect about that. Let me give you the story from Time.com. Vinny is in
this
the middle of
this is why nobody visits Venezuela is the point I'm trying to make. Nobody's going to go there and do tourist stuff because they can't get a fair rate for their dollar.
Well, if you've got the right connections, you can.
Yes, of course you can.
That's what the
then
black
you're not
market's
a tourist anymore.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Anyway, Vinny's in the middle of a whirlwind trip. He began in Caracas 10 days ago, has already passed through New York, Chicago, Kansas City, Dallas, Indianapolis, and Los Angeles, and is about to board a flight from Miami to Milan and on to Madrid. The 28-year-old personal trainer will be there for around 36 hours before continuing his journey on to London, Johannesburg, Doha, Tokyo,
it
Dallas.
Sounds like he's just giving money to the airlines.
Lima, and finally Caracas again in just over a week's time. The entire trip, all 16 flights, cost him just $600. This is the Holy Grail, says Vinny as he boards the flight to Milan. The journey will earn him some 100,000 air miles and help re-qualify him for American Airlines' highest frequent flyer tier. When using money obtained on the black market, the cost of flights out of Venezuela can be up to 10 times less than normal market prices. Huh. A return flight from Caracas to New York can effectively cost $150, to London, $300, and Dubai, $500. The reason? Currency controls brought in by Hugo Chavez in 2003.
So this is actually trading for another currency, which is air miles. Air miles are a currency. You can, buy and trade them. So essentially what he's doing is he's renting out his body by sitting in one of these seats over this period of time, and he's getting, you know, trading these, you know, he's traded dollars for on the black market for the bolivars, which he's now trading, you know, washing essentially and turning them into airline miles, which he may or may not sell in the future. So it's an interesting ploy. I don't know why you'd want to be in these places for like 8 hours. I mean, what are you going to do at 8 hours in Lima?
I have no idea, Mark. See a prostitute? I don't know. Do a black market currency deal?
No idea. I don't know why that came up.
The reason, if you've got a short period of time and you're an international man, some people do that stuff. Anyway, currency controls severely limit the amount of foreign currency that Venezuelans are legally able to purchase from the government. Under the official exchange rate, $1 buys 6.3 bolivars, the local currency named for Latin American independence hero Simon Bolivar. But the controls have created a black market on which greenbacks sell for more than 10 times as much. This week, authorities brought in a second exchange rate, essentially a devaluation of just over 40%, though the government calls use of the D word enemy spin, in an attempt to curb economic distortions. But economists are doubtful the move will satiate the high demand for dollars. The result is that in socialist Venezuela, those with access to foreign currency can propel themselves into the 1%, flying around the world and living in five-star hotels, while locals earning in bolivars battle one of the most expensive economies on the planet.
So can you use dollars in Venezuela at most shops? Because if you know, in some countries you can just use dollars.
I don't know if you can legally use dollars in Venezuela in most shops, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't be able to use them.
I mean, do they, like, publicly accept dollars if you go to, like, a convenience store in Venezuela?
Probably they do, but they're going to give you an exchange rate that is basically whatever they want to give you.
Okay, right.
See, well, okay, so I was in Belize, and in Belize they have this exchange rate of 2-to-1, and you could spend your dollars there, and they give you back Belizean dollars in change. And it was relatively easy to do because their dollars pegged to the U.S. dollar. But I have no clue what Belizeans, I know that there was a discount for locals at one of the restaurants I went to. I don't know what that discount was. So they kind of have this, it's a second set of books, as it were. So if you come into my store as an American and I'm in the convenience store, I'm going to size you up and say,
right.
How savvy does she look?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like the exchange rate is, what is it, 6.5?
Official exchange rate, 6.3.
6.3 is what the exchange rate is. Here you go. I'm going to change off. And I have just made whole bunch.
Right, because in your head as a store owner, you know what you can get for a dollar on the black market. You've got the connections to where we know that it's up to 80 bolivars per dollar, but let's say your connection will only give you 50, right? So you know in your head that, gringo coming in has a dollar, they're going to buy something, I can get 50 bolivars for that. And maybe you'll give them a better rate than 6.3 if the person is savvy.
Right.
So
right. She says she takes her stuff. She's ready to leave. I'm like, whoa. I'll give you 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
10 to 1.
Right, because you would want the dollars more because they have a better exchange rate.
Exactly. But whether it's legal or not to accept dollars is another question.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that question. I suspect it's not legal.
I suspect you're an enemy of the revolution, which is, by the way, there's a revolution going on, so it's interesting how revolutions hate the revolutions.
So, anyway, if you are, again, if you have access to foreign currency in Venezuela, you're doing very, very well. But if, on the other hand, you live in Venezuela and all you have access to are the bolivars, you're having a very difficult time struggling to find and afford basics such as cooking oil, chicken, and toilet paper. Fed by inflation, the divide has grown rapidly in tandem with the expansion of the black market. Those with dollars or any hard currency are able to take advantage of the thriving black market by buying local money either in shady street deals or in white-collar transactions with willing brokers by transferring their money between international bank accounts. In this game, trust is the key, says one illegal broker sitting in an expensive hotel.
This is why I love Bitcoin. It's a trustless currency.
We'll come back with more here in moments about the fascinating results and horrifying results of the currency controls in Venezuela, which are resulting in people not being able to use toilet paper on a regular basis. 855-450-FREE. If you have been there and you'd like to share your experience, would love to hear from you, or you can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll-free. More on the way about Venezuela's money situation. It's pretty... Pretty scary stuff there. If you are somebody who lives in Venezuela, and you don't have access to foreign currency, you are having a very difficult time getting toilet paper, among other things. Apparently chicken is also in short supply there. Of course, government controls on price haven't been helping. The price of the products haven't been helping, and they're also trying to control the price of the money in the country, which of course doesn't work because the black market exists and will always work in contradiction to the government demands. We'll give you more of sort of the effects of what this means here in a few moments, and you can share your thoughts as well at 855-450-FREE and join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got listening choices there. Live streams, there's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're available around the clock over at listen.freetalklive.com. Get a list of our over 140 radio stations coast to coast and beyond, our satellite listening choices, as well as a webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Whether it's an automobile accident or an encounter with the police, driving is the most dangerous thing that we do. That's why you need a dash cam to protect you. FreedomCam.net has a new dash cam with many features to be your ultimate witness. It has the front-facing camera, a camera facing the inside of the cab with a microphone. It has GPS recording for your driving route and speed. It has a G-force meter to record an accident. It has it's password protected with an SD card, and it has an LCD display showing a video in real time where you can play back the recorded footage. All these features for a new, lower price. And they accept Bitcoin. You can check it out at dashcam.freetalklive.com. I'm excited about this new product because of its lower price. It's going to open us up to other people. Mm-hmm. The one feature it doesn't have is the infrared camera. But frankly, in a traffic stop, you can turn on the overhead light in your car,
there you go. Yep.
And then you're covered.
Go.
Plus, the audio is really more important than the video in that circumstance.
Certainly true.
So it's also useful at night because of whatever happened as far as an accident goes. You're using your headlight. The infrared's only for the inside of the cab. Right. So it's freedomcam.net for the new exciting Freedom Cam. And
it's not the other one, too.
They do.
Yep.
It's good. It's a good device. I have it. What I think is great about it is it comes on when you just don't think about it. You install it stop thinking about it.
It's true. All right. So freedomcam.net. We continue here with more about Venezuela and the socialist rule of Nicolas Maduro after Hugo Chavez and some of the nationalization that's been going on there, the price controls. And what is the result of when the government says our bolivar, you can get the current exchange rate for the bolivar is 6.3 to one U.S. dollar, meaning that if you give one U.S. dollar over to the official government exchange locations, they will give you 6.3 bolivars, whereas in the black market, you can get up to 80 bolivars for one U.S. dollar. And what does that mean to the people living there? Well, if you've got access to foreign currency, according to the story at Time.com, you're doing pretty well because you can shop the black market and you can get good exchange rates if you've got dollars. But if you're somebody who's getting paid in bolivars and you're living in kind of the bolivar world, it can be very, very difficult to live life. And so they give some more examples of this. They are talking to an illegal broker sitting in an expensive Caracas hotel invite-only lounge. He says he earns several thousand dollars a month in fees and commissions buying and selling what he says is a couple of million dollars every year. Clients will call him in order to obtain local money or to ask him to pay for flights and hotels directly in local currency, just as wealthy clients of invite-only charge cards, such as American Express's Black Card, use its concierge service. In stark contrast, the minimum wage here is equivalent to $519 U.S. dollars per month at the official rate, but around $50 at the black market rate.
Wow.
At Caracas's airport, Linger Tiapa sells magazines and snacks. The 39-year-old earns $52 per month at the black market rate. She says, it's madness. The government has no idea how much we need to spend on food. I have to find other ways to make money, like selling my clothes. A middle-class professional may earn around four times Tiapa's salary. These figures make Venezuela, simultaneously, one of the most expensive and one of the cheapest countries in the world. Takeout noodles.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Takeout noodles can cost $30 or $3, depending on whether you have access to local currency or U.S. dollars. A night at a five-star Marriott hotel costs $700 or 70. It's the same principle that allows Vinny, who has access to U.S. dollars, to fly so cheaply.
Right, and Vinny's probably a local who now works in the United States, and so he goes back and manages to make this work. I doubt a tourist is going to be able to pull this off, though. You're going to have to be a pretty savvy negotiator to find these black market deals.
Yeah, I wonder how you do these deals, like where you find them.
Got to know people. So it's the black market. How do you find marijuana?
Stab you and take your money, right?
Yeah.
Wait, would it be like a drug deal or something?
Well, as we said here, there are shady, you know, black market questionable deals with who knows who. And then there are also more of the upscale kind of brokers, black market dealers for the rich. So, yes, there's the whole range of options there in the black market. Ricardo Cusano, who heads the Conce Turismo Tourism Board here, estimates that 30% of airline seats are being taken up by foreigners. People outside are buying a ticket into Venezuela and then, when here, purchasing a ticket to their final destination using the black market. The currency controls are far from ideal for airlines, according to the International Air Transport Association. Airlines are awaiting $3.3 billion, which is locked up in local currency in Venezuela. The government, under pressure from airlines, has begun to exchange some of this for cash, fuel, and bonds. The IATA spokesman described the situation as unacceptable and, frankly, unfair. Owing to high demand, flights have become increasingly hard to come by in recent months.
I'm going to cancel that flight.
Rafael Ramirez, head of Venezuela's state oil company, remember they nationalized the oil business years ago, the Minister of Oil and Vice President of Economic Affairs, said this week that in the future, airlines would begin to receive their money at the newly announced second exchange rate, which could lower the differential between the exchange rates that fuels Vinny's cheap flights. The move will not affect the outstanding $3.3 billion, and the new rate will be determined by weekly auctions and is expected to be initially around 11 bolivars per dollar. So the Venezuelan government has one exchange rate for the people they want to give a bonus to, and another exchange rate for the people that they just don't care about, apparently.
Seems so fair.
The current official rate of 6.3 bolivars to the dollar will be reserved only for state-run companies in certain vital sectors. I'm not going to descend into a debate as to whether this is a devaluation or not, said Ramirez. With the news, the price of the dollar on the black
market. I'm not going to debate about financial currency. We hand this, with financial policy, we hand this down, and you people suck it up or else.
With the news of the second price, the price of the dollar on the black market rose to 12.5 times the official rate, making common scams taking advantage of the differential between the exchange rates even more lucrative. Some business visitors here are paid expenses in U.S. dollars at the official rate, even though they obtain their local currency on the black market. One young European business consultant who asked not to be named was able to pay off his entire student loan after a month's work in Venezuela, getting paid in U.S. dollars.
So here's the moral: is if you work for a big company that has, subsidiaries in Venezuela, get transferred there.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves. Still coming up, the 81-year-old. This could be your grandmother, who's been put in jail because of a pet violation. We'll tell you what sort of violation here in moments. You can also take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Phillip. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thank you. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Been talking about the Venezuelan currency controls and the effects of what happens when a government sets this arbitrary rate of what, you know, how many bolivars in this case you can get for a dollar, U.S. dollar. What does that mean? Well, as you'll find out coming up here, it actually means if you've got the right connections, you can do pretty well. In fact, you can get paid to go to the doctor. Explain that one here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, ProXPN is a global virtual private network. They don't have any locations in Venezuela for their servers, probably for good reason, but they do have several locations around the globe that allow you to connect to these sites, and then they encrypt your connection to those servers. It's a global virtual private network, encrypted, meaning that your internet service provider will have no idea what you're doing anymore. Right now, they're probably logging everything that you do. That is your ISP. They're taking a log of all your websites you're visiting, all the search terms that you're entering, and keeping those logs for up to 5 years. So if you want to stop that from happening, just go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started with ProXPN tonight. There is a free account, but you're going to want to get their premium account where there's unlimited bandwidth. You have no limitations on the services that you can run, so you can do a torrenting with their premium account, which means you can privately torrent through ProXPN. Again, go to proxpn.com/FTL. Again, it's encrypted, and you can select with their premium account which worldwide server you want to connect to. You want to make it look like you're in Singapore? Go ahead and connect to the Singapore server. How about Prague or the Netherlands or London? And there's some in the United States as well. So you can select your server. You can also protect yourself from being blocked. So there's certain countries like China or Australia that have restrictions on websites you can't visit, search terms you can't enter. Well, if you've got ProXPN on your laptop, your handheld device, or your desktop, you can get to all of those places. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go and get signed up and get started tonight. That's ProXPN.com/FTL. Get 20% off by using our discount code FTL20. And that 20% off is the price of their premium account, and it applies whether you do it monthly or annual. If you do it annual, you can break the price down to $5 a month with code FTL20 at ProXPN.com/FTL. Save even more when you pay for that annual plan with Bitcoin, and you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL20. So this Venezuelan situation, kind of giving you more information about what does it mean? What happens when there's an official exchange rate that the government arbitrarily sets versus a black market exchange rate? In this case, the difference is tremendous. It's more than 10 times. In fact, recently it went up to 12 and a half times as much that you can get for a U.S. dollar on the black market in Venezuela as compared through the legitimate channels. It's 6.3 to 1 bolivars to dollars through the official channels. But if you know the right people and you got the black market connections, you can get up to 80 bolivars per dollar.
Well, and so what this essentially means is if you can get paid in U.S. dollars and go to Venezuela on a regular basis, or you live in Venezuela, plenty of people getting paid in dollars living in Venezuela.
Can live very, very well.
Well, it's your paycheck is multiplied by 12 times.
Mm-hmm.
If your paycheck was multiplied by, say, 10 times, imagine for a second the paycheck that you get on a weekly or biweekly basis, having an extra zero in front of the decimal place. That's going to be a pretty good paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's only if you have these connections where you can get the proper exchange, right?
Well, okay, so what you're talking about when you say proper, you mean the black market exchange
rate?
Yes,
like if you go to the Venezuelan exchange rate office,
you're going to get a crappy.
Then you're going to get a bad deal.
Yeah.
You'd have to use the black market in order to get this really great deal.
And you're going to want to shop around because the black market rates are going to differ. So, you know, what is the range? I don't know, you might get 40 instead of 80, depending on who you know.
Right, if you're willing to take the biggest risks, you're going to get the best exchange rate.
And how much are you trading? I'm sure there's a bulk, you know,
price. But if you're, you know, not willing to take the largest risk, you're still going to get a great exchange rate. Imagine that paycheck that you get on a weekly and biweekly basis multiplied times 5 times.
Not too shabby. So here's another way this works out. A young business consultant who asked not to be named was able to pay off his entire student loan after a month's work in Venezuela. Those with foreign health insurance plans that pay out in foreign currency are able to make more than a tenfold profit on their claims. Here's how it works. For example, a visit to the doctor can turn a profit of $115. When's that ever happened for you when you go to the doctor? This is because an appointment costs around 800 bolivars, which is noted on the claim form. The insurance company then converts this at the official rate.
At the official rate, right.
And pays out $127. However, if the patient had initially converted the dollars on the black market to pay for the appointment, the actual cost of the visit would have been around $13. So meaning that when you go to the visit, you convert your dollars to bolivars on the black market, take that money, pay the 800 bolivars, which cost you, you know, $10, essentially,
mm-hmm.
And then you file the insurance claim. The insurance company has to exchange at the official rate, mm-hmm. So then they send you $127. Subtract your $10 or $13 that you paid out originally for the situation, and you've just profited $115 on a trip to the doctor.
Wow.
You know, that's really, it goes to show how messed up the system is.
It's crazy.
But that's not how, I mean, like, I wouldn't go to the doctor every day because of this.
Well, according to the story here, there are people who have become hypochondriacs. There's more.
Well, their company is, their company should get rid of them then. This is somebody who's spending their day going to the doctor instead of doing work for the company.
Well, whether they're, it's not real clear if we're talking about health insurance that a company's providing versus just personal health
insurance. Okay.
But the patient, if the patient had initially, well, so anyway, with such arbitrage, an MRI scan can net a profit of around $500. A week-long stay in the hospital can be even more lucrative, bringing in more than $10,000. Mm. This has turned a few foreigners here into hypochondriacs. It's not only foreigners loaded with hard currency that can benefit, however. Locals can partake in an arbitrage process known as raspail, or the scrape. Venezuelans can claim a limited amount of foreign currency annually at the now lower official rate from the government. After jumping various bureaucratic hurdles, they are allocated the dollars on a credit card. The raspao involves flying out of Venezuela and essentially obtaining a cash advance on the money, bringing it back in, and then selling it on the black market.
Okay.
This exchange rate magic, says Angel Garcia Banks, an economics professor at the Central University of Venezuela, allows people to travel abroad for free. Alberto Ramos, a senior Latin American analyst at Goldman Sachs, is reminded of the Soviet Union. He says those that have the right connections and privileged access to hard currency at the official rate can do extremely well, he says. Critics of the government say that it is the biggest beneficiary. In a stealth telephone recording leaked by critics here in May, a voice said to be a pro-government television presenter, Mario Silva, says that those in government are attempting to steal as much as possible before the Chavez regime crumbles.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. You know, Chavez is dead. Maduro doesn't have the personality to keep this together. Chavez was essentially, you know, just another socialist dictator, and he was able to keep this going. He probably would have been able to keep it going longer than Maduro, but nobody can keep this going on forever.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Margaret Thatcher quote, not to say that I revere this woman in any way, but that, you know, the problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money. And that's the problem. This crap doesn't work. You can't just keep on stealing from people and get productivity out of them.
Did Maduro run on a socialist platform? Does anyone know?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he did.
Critics see the scams as inevitable and a result of tight controls. A few opportunistic characters emerge and end up profiting from the disadvantaged position that the general public is put into. So beyond all these examples of these people working the system, there's millions more who are getting screwed. I mean, that on a daily basis, living in absolute poverty as a result of these currency controls. The idea behind the currency controls was to curb inflation and capital flight. Annual inflation at the end of 2013 stood at 56.2%. It's now up to 57.3%. And some $163 billion was deposited abroad in the third quarter of that year, according to Ramos. Although he lands extremely tired and jet-lagged in Madrid, Vinny understands that his personal gain is at the expense of Venezuela as a whole. This is the guy who's jetting around the world and making money, essentially, on the currency exchanges in the black market. He says, it just so happens that I benefit with flights, but he acknowledges the country continues to take a toll.
Yeah.
We'll continue here in moments. Your grandmother possibly arrested for what? Some sort of pet violation. She's going to jail. We'll tell you what happened here in moments.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left contact. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you with your thoughts if you dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. You can shop with Free Talk Live. You can help us out by going to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can buy all kinds of stuff there through the links to Amazon. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. You just click into the right one for you, get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price at shop.freetalklive.com. And our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I promised you the story, been teasing it all night, about what could be your grandmother. She's someone's actually great-grandmother. She's 81 years old, according to the story at WJZ in Hartford County, Maryland. She's been placed behind bars for a pet violation, what is described as a minor pet violation, committed nearly a year ago. The Hartford County woman says she tried paying thousands of dollars in fines, but couldn't afford them. As Gigi Barnett explains, the senior citizen says her punishment doesn't fit the crime. Mary Magdalene Root's small dogs are her constant companions, so much so that the 81-year-old widow spent two nights at the Hartford County Detention Center fighting to keep them. I never had a crime, she says. Never. Not even a traffic ticket.
As evidenced by the fact that she calls it having a crime.
Back in May, Root says her pets somehow got loose from her yard several times.
Several times. I mean, it sounds like she's done a poor job of sort of managing her puppies, right? Mm-hmm. These are small dogs.
Yep. And they're going to get loose from
which pain, I don't. Huh? I don't like it when people who take responsibility for animals can't control them, especially if it was like a rabid dog or something like that.
Well, those rabid dogs pretty are pretty
unlikely.
Rare.
With
these
well,
dogs.
I guess I didn't mean rabid. That would mean they have rabies. Okay,
a violent dog
is what I mean to say.
Yeah, these little dogs. It's likely they don't weigh much more than 15 pounds, from what I've seen.
A neighbor
a busybody neighbor took pictures of the dogs running down the street and snitched on her to animal control.
They were probably sick of the dogs getting out. I don't know how many times the dogs got out, but I'd like to think that this was a sort of a reasonable situation. It's like, good Lord, what's going on over there? That lady just can't handle these dogs. I'm going to, you know, take some pictures and report it to the proper authorities, having no idea what the end result would be.
So, I guess you could claim you didn't know what the end result would be when you called the government on somebody, but we certainly know what the end result is, and this story is showing you what the end result is. When you call the government on somebody, the end result can be you go to jail or worse, you know, or murder. In this case, she wasn't killed by the government agents. They did force her into a jail cell. They slapped her first, though, with a $7,000 fine. But when you don't put money in their hands when they demand it,
$7,000.
Jail is what waits for you in the background. And maybe a more neighborly way to handle something like this would be to go to her house, if you know where the dogs are coming from, to go over to her house and talk to her about her animals getting out and ask her, you know, if there's anything that can be done to help fix the fence or whatever it is. Because, you know, they're probably digging under the fence. It's probably something simple like that. Or she's not latching the gate. You know, there's only a couple ways the dogs are going to get out.
Something was certainly occurring. So I would say that, you know, some people, you know, they just don't consider a problem to be a problem until the consequences of that problem smack them straight in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's like for Mary Margaret here, but I mean, you know, some people it's that way.
Mary Magdalene,
excuse me.
She says, I'm struggling to pay my house taxes. I couldn't pay the fine. It's a different thing when you leave your dogs out and you don't care, but I do care, she said. But when the cancer survivor failed to show up at court on her doctor's orders, a judge had Root arrested. She was booked, fingerprinted, and issued a striped jumpsuit. She waited to see a judge in a cell without her cancer medication. She says, I sort of clutched my Bible and was crying and went to sleep.
That's too sad.
Root's defense attorneys asked the judge to let the senior citizen go. She had no previous criminal history, and she's in failing health. The judge said no. Instead, he ordered her to pay a $2,500 bail, and if she was able to pay it and get out, then no animals would be allowed back on her property. She gave me the works, the lady says. I feel like I'm a criminal, but yet I don't feel like I've done anything. And you're right, lady. You haven't hurt anyone else.
Her dogs got out on multiple occasions.
If the dogs had destroyed someone's property, then maybe...
That would be a different story, wouldn't
right,
it?
Then maybe there
then
would
she
be...
She could talk about restitution.
Sure.
$7,000 fine for dogs getting out is outrageous.
Then you know, I think the real thing about this is that you're right, Mark. I don't think that the neighbor who called animal control expected these results. I don't think that they would have had it that way if it was in their hands. What happens next?
Well, people need to realize what happens when they call the government
right.
on somebody.
You can't control the outcome, that you might not get a reasonable response to whatever the complaint is.
Sure, a reasonable response would have been, look, ma'am, if this keeps on happening, we're going to have to do something about it. And it could be a fine of, you know, up to $500.
And it's too bad that you can't trust police officers to handle scenarios where... You know, like I know that it would be more neighborly just to go to your, you know, whoever you're having a problem with and say, you know, I don't like that you're doing this. Could you change it?
Help the old lady fix her fence or
right.
something, right?
Something
sure
like
hurt.
That. That would be, seems like that would be more beneficial for everyone. But, you know, in a lot of cases, like, have you ever had a neighbor that you're just uncomfortable being around and that you frankly just don't
mm-hmm.
Like you would prefer not to interact with that person and
sure.
critiquing something about their, you know, say they argue all the time with each other. People can get defensive if you go over and say, can you keep it down?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they can certainly do that.
But you should try that
I had
first.
A neighbor who was defensive about a dog. You know, I had some renters move into my house. I didn't have a problem with the dog going poop on the lawn. It never bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd just go out and clean it up whenever I happened to have the opportunity. It didn't matter to me. I liked the dog. But I had some renters move in, and they're like, I don't want this dog pooping on the front lawn. The next door neighbor's like, well, tough.
Wow.
I mean, you know, that was the attitude.
And, you know, if you call the police, then that just seems like such an over-response, because we know how that can go. If you called the police on your neighbor's dog, then they might go and shoot it. That's not what you want.
There's odds are good. What did I hear? There's like a dog shot in the United States by the police every 98 seconds. I don't know where that number came from, but I've heard about that. But anyway, back to the story. So what happened? Well, again, she's in jail essentially on a contempt charge.
because she didn't show up to court. She claims because the doctor told her something or other about that.
Just so you know, the doctor's note isn't going to do it.
Yeah. So when you're put in jail on a contempt charge, they can hold you there as long as they want. So she got out after the second night or on the second night because someone else paid her bond. A good Samaritan showed up and paid the $2,500 bond in this case. Otherwise, who knows how long she would have been held in there. She says there are some very nice people out there, but then there are some people who are so stuck on the strictness of the law. I don't know whether that maybe that needs to be looked at, she said. But now she can't go back to her home of 44 years. Under the judge's orders, the dogs aren't allowed, and Root says she can't give them up. I love them, she said. I was planning on coming down on the dogs, but my dogs, they keep my company, and I love them. I'm not sure what she means when she says she's planning on coming down on them. Root says she's had, that's the woman's last name, says she's had an outpouring of support from people in the community. In fact, there's a petition asking lawmakers to make cases like this a little more lenient for senior citizens. Root said, I don't know if it'll ever be.
Everybody's dog gets out.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. The difficulty here is that I kind of understand the neighbor's position, but they apparently, from the story as I'm reading it, and it's clearly a biased story. I mean, you can say, you know, the the way they paint this gal, it clearly seems one-sided. But they got pictures of one incident where the dogs got out one time, and she was fined $7,000. I'd like to know if all those facts are true, but it's what it sounds like from the
story.
The
claim is the dogs have been out multiple times.
Yes,
but
they don't
have evidence of
that.
We don't know how many police calls there have been.
No evidence of that. I mean, you know, are there pictures?
I don't know. We don't know if there have been previous calls to the police. But anyway, she says, I don't know if I'll ever be the same. I can't pull myself back. She says she was taking care of her daughter's four dogs at the time of her arrest, and the Hartford District Judge ruled that Root cannot keep her dogs on her property until the case is decided.
Well, I'd talk to the next-door neighbors is what I'd do.
See if they want to keep the dogs?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the latest for you there. I want to also share with you about ManVentureOutpost.com. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, go check out ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got the best prices on knives, scopes, binoculars, ammunition, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned, and they've got great prices, so go and see for yourself. Get it, and get it quick. From ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. Check out more of Allie on her show, ALP. It is weekly, and the archives are available via podcast and direct download at ALPShow.com. Of course, plenty of Free Talk Live archives await you at FreeTalkLive.com, as well as the next episode of Free Talk Live coming up in 21 hours from now, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. Join us online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com, and have a great night.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by March 31st. Get Donor Oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard-of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog, and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.